a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
What a zoo, back inside Radio Row Mandalay Bay Convention Center, and we're here on a big football Friday. Now joining us, one of the greatest NFL running backs of all time on behalf of Nirvana Super, and that, of course, is Adrian Peterson. Adrian, how are you?
I'm awesome, man. I'm awesome. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So, you know, it's funny. I always still refer to you as AP, and every time I call you AP, it's right away. No, it's AD. It's AD. Do you even care anymore? Because I remember that was like a thing. Is it AP or is it AD? And then you said that it was AD for all day, right?
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. You know, I hear AD all the time, AP all the time. So either or, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, AD is my preference if you want to know the difference. Yeah, and AP. AD is.
And then take me through the diet when you were playing. Because weren't there always like some legendary stories how much candy you ate?
Yeah, you know, I was a big fan of ice cream.
Oh, yeah?
Big fan of Cold Stone down
the
in
creamery,
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I worked out a lot, too. So I was able to,
you could burn some calories. Burn
those
You'll
calories,
be fine.
You know, but that's kind of how I combated it. I just made sure I stayed in the sauna and I worked out a lot. So I was able to kind of get away with it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever said Adrian Peterson looked like he was out of shape in his football career. What was the Cold Stone creamery order? What were the toppings that you liked in your Cold Stone?
So I like either walnuts or pecans with either the brownie and chocolate and caramel. Or I would go with the cookie dough. You know, so the cookie dough with the caramel and chocolate and... that was pretty much the route I went majority of the time.
Yeah, pretty much regular day guy, everyday guy, Adrian Peterson here with us. Looking at the Vikings, so now they're in an interesting spot, right? Mm-hmm. They have a lot of talent with guys like Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, but it seems like the organization, with Kirk being a free agent coming off the injury, is ready to move on and go in that next direction. That's like the sense that I get. Do you think that would be the right call, or should they maybe get a deal done with Kirk?
You know, it depends on who, if they do decide to move on or if they're thinking along those lines, my question is, who are you bringing in?
Yeah, and Justin Jefferson was on with us yesterday, and I said, I don't think this would be the best option, but just because I don't think it's the best option doesn't mean it will happen.
Yeah.
I could see them, you know, signing Russell Wilson on the cheap and then maybe drafting a quarterback late in the first round. You know, moving back up or where they are, like in the middle of the first round. And if you could get a Russell Wilson for a year on a cheap deal and then maybe draft a Michael Penix Jr. or someone like that, that could be the potential plan, I think, for the Vikings.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, like I love Kirk Cousins. I have nothing but respect for him. And I think he's a great quarterback, but he kind of just like reminds me of a Jay Cutler, you know, like awesome quarterback, like a game manager, like not a game manager because he makes plays, you know, but. He's just not, you know, he hasn't been able to get over that hump, you know, like to take the team down there, take over, you know, Patrick Mahomes type feel. You know, I'm like, I haven't seen that from him. And I think he has that within him. He just got to snap out of it and bring it to the forefront. If not, he's going to be in a position that he's in now where they're looking to move on from him. You know, so he has that ability. He just got to take it. He got to grab it. And he hasn't done it yet.
And you see, you were a great player. And I don't use that word, like, just very easily. But now there's a lot of times where people say, oh, this person's a great player, and they're not. And then people get called a hater. Like, what I think you're saying is Kirk's a good player, a very good player. But I don't think he's ever a top five quarterback in this league or a great quarterback in this league that wins you a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I don't think he's been that. You know, you look at his numbers, you know, his accuracy. I mean, you know, he's been efficient.
Yeah.
And everything.
Puts up good numbers.
But that's not getting it done.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I believe, because I've watched him play, I believe that he can be a top five quarterback. I believe he can be a quarterback that takes a team to the Super Bowl and wins. But it's something in his head that has to switch in order for him to be able to put the team on his back and do that, because he has that ability. He's been playing too well for too long, you know? So it's like, it's something else that you gotta figure it out, Kirk. You gotta figure it out, because you got it within you.
Talking to Adrian Peterson right now, the state of the running back position is very interesting. Because I remember in the summer, right, it seemed very negative. It seemed like no one was ever getting a contract extension ever again. And then it's like you see the way that the season plays out, and here we are in February, Super Bowl is getting ready, and good defense and being able to run the football, that still finds a way to win this time of the year, especially with someone like an Isaiah Pacheco and a Christian McCaffrey. Those two guys are going to have big-time impacts in the game coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's so unfortunate, you know, what the running backs are going through right now. You know, and like you just said, and it's talked about every year. When it comes down to the playoff time, that running back position is the most critical position. That running back position is what they're feeding. They're feeding that guy, whether he's out and back, you know, he's out catching passes or he's running between tackles. You know, so I think, you know, these organizations just need to respect these players and pay them, you know. And they don't want to do that. You know, there's a lot of young backs coming out. They're using a lot of guys by rotating and things like that. But like you say, Pacheco and Christian McCaffrey, like, these guys are elite-type running backs, you know. So, I see a great matchup happening, you know, with San Fran and that zone offense that they run. I feel like they'll have the upper hand. But then again, I know how my style was and how I played, and I feel like Pacheco, he runs the ball with that physicality that, I don't care what type of defense or how good your defense is, I'm finna run, you know, through this A-gap 100 miles per hour with a different mentality that you're not going to be able to match. So when you got a player like that, he's always going to be dangerous.
And when he got hurt for a little bit this year, I couldn't say it enough. That was an enormous loss for a while for them, because you're right, it's the physicality. Like, he may not be the best running back in football from a technique standpoint or whatever, but from a physicality, you just watch that guy. He reminds me a little bit about how you ran the football, how Derrick Henry runs the football with that physical style where you just see an intimidating force on the field and you go, man, I don't want to be a linebacker trying to tackle that.
Exactly, and that's something that you don't really see from a lot of running backs, you know, that Marshawn Lynch. Like, me and Marshawn, we were dogs, you know. You knew what you were going to get when we came through the hole. And you really don't see that often. You know, a guy like Joe Mixon, you know, when he's in there, you're able to see him show sparks of it. But this kid right here for Kansas City, is like every time he touches it, he's hitting 100 miles per hour.
Do you think that style maybe goes away and we don't see it as frequently now because of the business side of it, where guys are conscientious of, I only have so many years, and teams are not looking to pay running back. So if I am this physical running back, it's going to eventually be used against me in negotiations, because usually, you know what, that physicality usually leads to injuries.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think that has a lot to do with it. You got guys that are making business decisions, and there's nothing wrong with that, because at the end of the day, it is a business, and they will let you go quick, you know. So I understand it. I hate it because it takes away from the game, you know. But you got certain guys like Joe Mixon and this young guy for Kansas City, and Christian McCaffrey, that when they, you know, they don't, they're playing it with the passion and the love for the game, and it shows, you know. And it's a difference when you get a guy that, you know, and there's nothing wrong with picking up the first down and getting out of bounds, you know. But if it's a yard to go and you run out of bounds, I don't like that. You need to play football, dig down and go get the first down.
What's your thoughts, by the way? Because we talk about this rule all the time. When you fumble the ball out of the back of the end zone, do you think that should be a touchback and the ball goes to the other team?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
2024 Santa Fe available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a rule that's been in play for a while, and you know it's kind of hard to do that. You know, like you don't want a safety, and it's hard to be in a position. Well, people be in that position all the time, right? But I feel like we're so conscious of it that shouldn't happen. So yeah. I think it should be a touchback.
And the reason I like it is everything now caters the offense, and that's the one rule that still caters the defense for making a good play. Yeah. So we've taken so much away from the defense. Can they at least have that? Because what you said is right. A lot of times people go, oh, well, he fumbled it. And I used to be this way. You fumble the ball out at the one-yard line, you get it back right there. But if it's out of the end zone, you lose the football. But as it goes on, you hear Belichick coaches this all the time. Unless you have to reach out and it's the game is on the line, don't reach out unless you know you're getting that ball over the goal line.
Yeah, and we've seen how critical that was with Baltimore. And
Even Buffalo, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Right before that.
Yeah. So, it has an impact, man. And it was unfortunate, man, watching that game. I see as soon as he started reaching, I was like, he's a little too early with the reach, youngster. You know, at least start reaching when that ball is going to be crossing that line. You know, and it was just an unfortunate turnover for him, and it hurt him.
There's some guys that walk around here, even after being away from the game for a bunch of years, that still look like they could play. Like, T.O. was that way forever, and he still said, I could go out on the field every time. Do you still feel like you could play if you needed to?
Yeah, without a doubt.
So, like, let's say you get signed up for the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, how many, like, do you have a limit on your carries, or you think you could be full go?
I think, I'm going to be honest with you, because I haven't been working out in the past, month or two. So I'm not going to – I know I can go out there and be productive, but I'm not going to sit here and make it seem like I would just go out there and just ball. You know, had I been working out and in better shape mentally, I would know that I could go out there and really put some work in.
Before we talk about Nirvana's Super, we'll do that in just a second. Everyone's favorite topic this week at the Super Bowl is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You know him, what it's like to be someone that's followed 24/7, right, as a great NFL player. What do you think of the whole relationship? I like it. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I think it's fun, too. Obviously they're, I don't know if they're in love, but it seems like it, but they're loving each other and they're just enjoying everything that comes with it. Is it good for football? I don't know. Who cares? I guess if Beyonce wasn't married and somebody was married to Beyonce, it would probably be the same type of feel, but it's cool, man. I have nothing but respect for Kelce. He's a baller. He's going out there and he's doing what he does, right? He's showing up and he just happened to be someone that's already talked about. And, his girl just happened to be Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's rare where the NFL has to genuflect to anyone because we know how much money it brings in and we know how much attention there is. But the ratings and the money from all this stuff, it's through the roof crazy where, even the NFL is probably like, okay, Travis, make sure you get married to Taylor Swift and if you're going to keep on playing for 3-4 more years. All righty, tell me what you're doing today with Nirvana Super.
Yeah, so I'm here with Nirvana Super. I've been with this company for 2 years. And it's a beverage line, a flavored water beverage infused with HMB. And that's something that the body, amino acid, the body normally creates for itself as well. But it's the only product on the market that's infused with HMB. And the benefits of it is it helps maintain lean muscle. It helps you build muscle as well. And it's vital. It has vitamin, the vitamins and the nutrients that you need as well. And it's great for recovery, you know, really great for recovery. I've been using it for a long time. People always come up and say, man, you're slimmer, but you're looking lean and you're looking good. Like you can still play. And, I can contribute that to the things I put in my body. And Navarre water is one of those things that I use. My son ran in the Junior Olympics last year, and he got second in the 400.
Wow, congrats.
And but they had three heats. They had the semifinals and the finals. And I had him drinking. I had him down these waters, man, you know, just to get that recovery, because it's a lot for a young seven-year-old, right? And, each time his time got faster. So I knew that the product was
working. How old did you say, seven?
Seven, yeah.
So wow.
He
gonna play football?
I think he might be a track star. I'm gonna get him into baseball.
But a lot of money on those contracts.
I can see,
and they're all guaranteed.
Yeah, I can see him winning a gold medal. He ran a 110 in a 400, a seven.
Wow.
And then the semifinals, he ran a 108, and then in the finals, he ran a 106, like 106.2, yeah, at seven.
Well,
and,
good genes, right?
Know, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, anyway, appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. He's Adrian Peterson.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.